I asked for this letter to Taoiseach and for the Taoiseach and his government to establish a dedicated task force. And what I believe is that an early intervention initiative and response is urgently required, which involves government departments, will involve local authorities, approved housing bodies or homeless charities, HSE, education boards and other support groups, to ensure that we prevent homelessness, ensure that we provide for family emergency accommodation and also all the required mental health supports wherever they're required.
And indeed, hopefully these families do get 100% redress, but the years of worry and the years of stress has taken its toll on families and it will have long-lasting effects, so this is vital action is taken.
Yeah, there's another winter fast approaching where people maybe were hoping that things would have changed. And in my role as ETB, we have also lobbied government for supports, because senior management in the Donegal post-primary schools, they already have reported detrimental effects on children coming to school. The students come to school worried, concerned for the future of their family. They realise the significant financial investment that their parents have made in the family. They are now seeing heartbreaking presence of mica in the structures of their houses. And the students are finding it difficult to fully concentrate. They're experiencing heightened emotions. And this also has impacted on many staff members in our schools who are also victims of the mica problems in its homes. So we do need a dedicated task force to ensure, and I reflect now on the Fruit of the Loom debacle when there was so much employment, we now need to prepare, because if we fail to prepare, then it's prepared to fail, and I don't want that in the Donegal or the houses affected by the mica.